Hi, thank you first of all that you found time to talk with us. Maybe we can start with the classical question. Can you introduce yourself with whatever name you prefer, pronoun, and your affiliation, which make sense for this talk?
Yes, thank you for inviting me. My name is Felipe, pronouns he, him, and I'm part of something called Colectiva Libertaria Severas Flores, an anarcho-queer collective based on Bogotá, Colombia.
That's actually what we wanted to talk with you about. Can you tell us about your work, your collective, what you do?
Yeah, the collective was born out of the idea of popular education being this idea of education as a transformative practice based on the principle of Paulo Freire, this famous Brazilian pedagogue. And what the organization mostly does, or its base work, is educational work, sexual educational work in Colombia. The idea is that through education, we can transform people and transforming ourselves, we can transform the world. And because it's an anarcho-queer organization, it's based on the issues of gender, sexuality, sexual education. That's the main focus of the organization, and the main ideas is working through something that we call the deformémonos, or deform schools, that we used to do every 6 months. Now it's a little bit changed, but that's the word, it's educational work.
When you read about Colombia and LGBT rights, like when one read about Colombia and LGBT rights, it sounds from general internet knowledge like a paradise in the Latin America. But how is the reality look like, and what is actually your main topic, what you try to fight with your work?
Yeah, in Colombia, we have what we call magical legalism, right? Like, so in paper, everything sounds super good, right? Like marriage equality, adoption rights, like protection of discrimination. But that's just the paper, right? Like, that's from the top. And this is product of this legal strategy. So pushing like legal reforms that will change the constitution. As we know, this doesn't change people, or it doesn't change man, like, because this change is from the top. And what we're striving towards are change from the bottom, like social, cultural, structural, ideological changes. Therefore, even though we have like this paradise of LGBT rights, like quote unquote, there's still rampage violence and criminalization and intolerance of LGBTQ or queer people in general. There is the clear example of Sergio Rego. Sergio was an anarchist comrade who was organized in a student union, and he killed himself by jumping from one of the biggest malls in Bogota the same year that marriage equality was legalized in Colombia. Why? Because there was extensive persecution of his sexuality in the school. Because it doesn't matter if some people have the right to marry themselves, if there is a still problem of education, if people are still bullying in school, if society still allows these kinds of behaviors, there will be no true change. And therefore, that's what we're fighting for, right? Like we're trying for, that's why education is our center of work, because education is like the neurological part, right? Like this, the resistance of the heteronormative ideology lies in the way how we think about the world. And therefore, that's the struggle, right? Like we're fighting of this, and we know all this stuff, right? Like this superficial pinkwashing idea of rights, right? Like it's also, you have the right to consume, you have the rights of marriage, you have the rights of entering the system, but this doesn't challenge heteronormative structures, therefore capitalist structures, right? Like, so it's totally performative, totally superficial, and what we're striving toward is changing that.
There has also been this uprising in Colombia not long ago. How did you experience that? Was it kind of a boost for your work, or did you have the expression that people in society were more open for your ideas, or does it change anything?
There's definitely an interesting time, like Estallido Social from 2021, especially because it was queer people who were in the vanguard of the movement. You have these amazing photos and videos of people bogging in front of riot police, or using dance and performative like acts to face like police violence and police brutality. And there is this very amazing video of a group of bogging people, of queer people bogging from the riot police, and the riot police just not knowing what to do, right? Like they don't know how to engage with this kind of bodies, with this kind of movement they used to repress. And it was interesting because a lot of queer people were in the front lines of the protest, and definitely gain visibilization through that. Nevertheless, especially during pandemic, we know that economic measures and so on, like they weigh heavy on marginalized people. And for queer people, especially, for example, in the cities, like trans people, like the pandemic was horrible and was a very, very hard times. Therefore, I mean, the changes are, you can see that regarding mobilization, there is like a more visibilization, but also more backlash, right? Like, because in paper, everything is so good, then this mainstream LGBT movement argues that there is no need for mobilization and there also there is no need for radicalization, right? Like, if we have the right to belong to the state, then that's it, right? Like, we can be normal or normalized, therefore there is no more issues. And then that's issue right now, especially in something that we call like the contramarcha, or what we call here like critical prides, right? Like, there is this huge pride demo in Bogota. It's the hugest in the country. I don't know how many 100,000 people, but it's totally co-opted by the state, right? Like, the city of Bogota, the administration of the city controls the demo. They controls who can talk at the concentration, what message is it, and so on. So I mean, it's a pinkwashing event used to change the images of politicians, companies, and so on. So from Severas Flores, we're encouraging this idea of contramarch, an alternative critical demo, and it has been severely criminalized. Last year, representative of the LGBT state sponsor organization called us criminals, infiltrators, conservadors who wanted to destroy the advancements of the movement, and it was like a horrible deal. There was confrontation, violent confrontation, even though what we were doing is just what you would call here a kufa. We were doing like a collective lunch with some political critical discussions, and they just attacked us. So it's completely an issue where you're fighting the idea of liberalization, right? Like, you're forming this reformist idea.
And you are organized in Bogota. So usually it is the easiest way you can be organized in the capital. How does it look like in the rural areas? Like, do you work also outside the capital? And if there is also any work in the land room, let's say.
Yeah, for sure. Of course, the organization was born in the capital, in the public university in the capital. But since the beginning, we're trying to go as far as we can, whenever we can. And this is some beautiful thing. Like, we have been receiving invitations and calls from people all around the country who say, like, okay, we have 2-3 people here who are interested in organizing. What can we do? Do you have some teams? So we can give them tips, give them tools, or sometimes we can just travel wherever they want and help them. And we have been doing this all around the country, unfortunately, and organizations have been formed. For example, the idea of Contramarcha, which originally was organized in Bogota, last year happened in 4 or 5 cities, different cities, and with this idea of critical thinking, of challenging the co-opted demo pride or something like that. So it's good to see that, right, like this is idea of the spark, just a spark, and then the fire can start from anywhere. So that's nice. Of course, the central of the organization is Bogota, but people are organizing everywhere and we're doing what we can to help them.
Cool. If people look on your website or wherever, your social networks, you also see that the like one second important topic of you is also animal rights. How is this connected?
That's a great question. That's a great question. Originally, it wasn't like that, but a comrade who was really into veganism and animal rights started to bring the issue to our meetings. And we decided that, sure, like, the struggle for liberation is the struggle for liberation everywhere. And that means all the species, right? Like, this is not new even in feminism. You have cyber feminism, monster feminism, Dora Haraway, like this idea of we sharing the war with non-human animals, like, it's not new. And we decided that will be also important for us, right? Like, it's a struggle for liberation everywhere. And therefore, we're struggling with that too. And it was a beautiful story, but because in the first demos that we went as Severas Flores, the people who helped us the most were the animalist movement. Like, they were in the demo, in the pride demo with us, creating the first contra block, and we weren't expected that support from them, and therefore we created a beautiful alliance, and it has been working like that.
As we are more in the scene specific topics, I was wondering if in this anarchist, I guess it's also in Colombia, it's also some subculture thing more or less. If you faced like difficulties with the rest of the anarchist movement, as you define yourself as anarcha queer collective, if there's also, I don't know, resistance from the other part of the movement against queer ideas. Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting because when we start organizing ourselves, there was no queer anarchist organization in Bogota or in Colombia that we knew of. Maybe there was, but maybe it was too small, we didn't know. Therefore, when we start bringing this subject to anarchist spaces, at the beginning, it was a little bit, I mean, this was the 2010s, right? Like the discussion of feminism wasn't so mainstream. So at the beginning, it was a little bit like, ah, yeah, so silly, queerness, that's cool, but it's not the main topic we're discussing, right? Like we're fighting for workers' rights, like the violence, the civil war in Colombia, so on. So it was a little bit like cute, right? Like that's cute, you do your thing, but it's not like the issue. But with time, even some anarchist organizations have asked us to do workshops on queer education, of sexual education. We're working with feminist organizations creating safety protocols against sexual harassment in organizations. So all in all, the reception has grown. Of course, there are spaces where the reception is good and there are spaces where the reception is really bad. Like especially, for example, and we saw, right? And you said it. Like, for example, anarchism is very connected to punk. Everywhere, right? Like the punk scene is also very anarchist sometimes. So we started like getting close to the punk scene, like trying to give these discussions in the punk scene. And the rejection was really strong, right? Like this is just messing around the scene. We don't want your politics here. This is just so disruptive and so on. So that's a little bit a letdown, but I mean, I think it's everywhere.
Thank you for sharing. Maybe you have some words to the world, like what you want to share, or if you have any request for support, then this is maybe the moment.
I mean, what I really like about our organization, how we started, is that it was a process of radicalization, right? Like most of the people who started in this organization didn't even identify themselves as queer, right? Like we just start with a little workshop on new masculinities or critical masculinities, and then it developed into an anarcho-queer organization. And I think that's the most beautiful thing that you can do, right? Like education, and therefore education is important to us. Education is also a process of making sense of the world, but also like sharing with people and creating a world with other people, right? Like when you educate yourself with other people, you're creating new worlds. And that's the beautiful thing, our process. Like we're always open to work with different people and growing in a radical thinking, but also in solidarity networks. And that's great. And regarding solidarity, generally, what we do every year is we open solidarity, I mean, support for organizing this contramarcha, because it's always super hot. So maybe in the coming months, we will like look for solidarity, financial solidarity, if possible, from the contramarcha. We are really not sure this year, because last year it was so horrible, like the repression, that we don't know how to organize this year, the contramarcha. But that's it.
Where do people can find any information?
Yeah, there is a Twitter and there is an Instagram, I think, even a Facebook, and you can find us by the name Colectiva Libertaria Severas Flores.
Thank you so much for taking time and a lot of strength and fun and glitter to your work.
Thank you, comrades.
Ciao.